Our next two guests have just finished pulling a giant pen through 400 miles of wilderness in Utah, Wyoming, and Colorado. They are the German artists Wolfgang Eichner and Thomas Huber. Their project is called Linear, and it took them 3 weeks to complete. And they're now with us from Salt Lake City. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
How big is the pen, by the way?
Oh, the pen is 4 meters. It's hard to convert for us. Yes, it's made of a foam, special foam, and it's got a glossy surface, and it's probably about 30 pounds.
Yeah, it's very lightweight and silvery shiny.
And how difficult is it to drag across the desert?
Oh, it's quite difficult sometimes. We had three different types to carry our pen. The first one was like a backpack.
But the pin or the little wheel on the end was on the ground for drawing, drawing the line.
So this was for rough wilderness. And if we had some tracks or trails, we used our trolley so we could drag it by hand. And the last version was the bike version. So we put the trolley behind the bike and dragged it on road.
That was the high-speed version.
It was the high-speed version. Mm.
And did you actually leave a line like you would if you were pulling a real pen along the ground?
There wasn't any pigment or ink or something involved. It was a symbolic action like drawing a line on the ground, but the perception nowadays is not only in reality one, it's also in reality two in the internet. And therefore, Thomas created a home page where the viewer can follow the line, how it was created, and photographs, video clips.
So how did people perceive it? How many people did you run into along your journey?
More than we thought.
Yes, even in the desert. For example, met the Sweetwater County Sheriff, who was a real nice guy, and we met people who offered us a beer and asking what crazy pen this might be. But all people have been very, very friendly, and they've been very interested in what we are doing.
And yeah. What did you tell them about what you're doing? What did you tell them about why you're doing it?
I think we told everybody a different story. Oh, kind of. Yeah, it's so crazy. A man in a suit with this huge pen above him. It's asking for being a metaphor, but nobody can be really sure what it means. And that's what fascinates us.
So we told people mostly we have a very big pen and we're doing a very big line. So using the landscape as a very big sheet of paper.
Did you come across any animals?
We saw a few coyotes. That was nice.
And one very big eagle right next to us.
But they didn't give you a second look because of the huge pen that you were carrying?
The cows did, I guess. The cows, we met a lot of cows and horses, and they've been pretty curious.
Yeah, they came closer even.
And again, why a pen?
Why a pen? It's a classic. The pen is a very important tool in human culture. And now it's on the step of being useless because of the digital world. But that's not really the point why we made the work of art.
So what is the point?
What is the point about the pen? It's not the pen as such. It is the arrogance of human nature thinking that drawing straight lines, simplifying things, makes the world understandable.
So the pen is a symbol for this. And as we are painters, artists, drawers, we use a pen almost every day. So it's our tool.
The straight line, of course, relates here in the area to the also imaginary straight lines, the border lines that do exist, but they are not visible.
Why did you do this in the U.S. and not in Germany, since you're both German?
Yeah, we don't have straight border lines there.
Yeah, we've been thinking a lot about if you have a look at the map, especially the western states of the U.S., you can find these straight lines all over. For us, they are kind of crazy. Just making a straight line of 100 miles and saying this is the borderline between, let me say, Utah and Wyoming. So we really like this picture for our project to do another straight line, not only virtually, but in reality.
That's Wolfgang Eichner and Thomas Huber, who are artists that just completed their project Linear, which involved pulling a giant pen through Utah, Wyoming, and Colorado. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much, too.
Thank you.